This is the last full week for candidates to campaign before the midterm elections. Starting last Friday, Senate candidates in three closely watched races squared off in debates. In this part of the program, we're going to listen to some of what they had to say. We begin in Ohio, where Republican Senator Mike DeWine is trailing Democratic Congressman Sherrod Brown in most polls. After months of bitterly negative ads, the candidates met at the Cleveland City Club and continued their tough punching and counterpunching. Here's Senator DeWine talking about his opponent.
In the United States Congress, this is what he has done. Four bills in 14 years. One bill to rename a federal building in Medina. Three bills to help the country of Taiwan attend a conference in Switzerland.
Congressman Brown attacked Senator DeWine by linking him to President Bush and blaming them both for Ohio's lackluster economy.
We have lost almost 200,000 manufacturing jobs since Mike DeWine and George Bush took their oaths of office in January 2001. More than 100,000 Ohioans have lost their health insurance. College tuition is virtually double. And our so-called leaders, our governor and our senior senator, have stood by passively, almost indifferently.
As in all the debates, Iraq was the central theme in Saturday's Tennessee matchup.
I never felt like we had enough men on the ground in the first place, and I think that we're paying the price.
That was Republican Bob Corker. At times in the debate, it was hard to tell which candidate was from which party. Here's the Democrat, Harold Ford Jr.
I'm a Christian, and I got a relationship with somebody upstairs, and it's a wonderful one. I understand from the outset he knows more than I will ever know.
The two candidates for Maryland's Senate seat also sparred over Iraq this past weekend. They met on NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Michael Steele, currently the state's lieutenant governor, and his Democratic opponent, Congressman Ben Cardin, debated embryonic stem cell research. Here's Cardin.
We have great research facilities at Johns Hopkins University, NIH is involved, at University of Maryland Medical Center. They are making great advancements, but we're going to lose these scientists. They're going to go to other countries if we don't allow responsible embryonic stem cell research.
Michael Steele, who's a conservative Catholic, restated his position that he won't destroy embryos.
I do support stem cell research. Where I've drawn the line is federal funding for research that destroys the embryo. And I've been very much an advocate and supporter of advancing research that will allow us to do what we need to do without destroying that embryo.
The Washington Post released a poll yesterday showing Michael Steele trailing Ben Cardin by 11 points. In the three races most analysts say are key to control of the Senate, Virginia, Missouri, and Tennessee, the Republican candidate now appears to be leading.